With hours left in the New York State 2016 legislative session, lawmakers have agreed on some items, like allowing alcohol to be served at 10 a.m. on Sundays and legalizing fantasy sports betting. But others, like ethics reform and housing, are still unresolved. Karen DeWitt reports.
A measure to close a major campaign finance loophole involving limited liability companies had not gained traction in the state Senate. The one bill that was likely to pass would cancel the pensions of lawmakers convicted of a felony. The measure was initially agreed to back in March of 2015, but the Assembly has yet to act. Speaker Hastie says the pension forfeiture measure will be approved before the Assembly leaves for the year. The Assembly wants to limit the scope of the pension forfeiture for lower-level officials, but the Senate has not wanted to alter the bill. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says it would be a failure if no other ethics reforms are approved before the final gavel drops on the 2016 session.
The session that allows purchasing alcohol and betting online as big accomplishments would be, I think, a far cry from what I think New Yorkers deserve and want out of Albany. They want to stop reading in the newspapers about their elected officials doing the perp walk. They expect Albany to clean itself up, and they have every right to expect that.
Homeless advocates are disappointed with the failure in the final hours of the session to follow through with Governor Cuomo's plan to spend $2 billion on supportive and affordable housing. 6,000 of the 20,000 promised units were approved in the state budget, but a memo required to free up the rest of the money so far has failed to materialize. One bitter advocate says the governor's promise to fund homeless housing is about as credible as a degree from Trump University. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.